This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plains, headed for some new terrain. Standing on the highway with my coffee cup, wondering who was gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high.
The argument could be made that what someone like Larry McMurtry is to Texas letters, Joe Ely is to Texas music. The characters who live in his songs run the gamut from lowlifes to the larger than life. And over the years, Ely's worked with everyone from The Clash to Linda Ronstadt to Bruce Springsteen, Jeff Tweedy, Lyle Lovett, truth be known, countless others. Well, after some 45 plus years in the business, the influential singer-songwriter is releasing an ode to his roots titled Panhandle Rambler. Joe Ely, good to see you.
All right, good to be here.
Born in Amarillo, raised in Lubbock, are you the Panhandle Rambler?
Well, I'm one of them, but this whole record is kind of a collection of people that I ran into and other Panhandle Ramblers and gamblers. And I had, over the years, started different songs and had written notes to myself. And I just started, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I just started collecting all those things and found songs inside of them that I'd forgotten about, and then found places where new songs could fit and kind of tie the story together, and kind of like figuring out a crossword puzzle.
I was raised in a canyon by the country music station in a rich land desert dust bowl, and the radio towers would scrape the low clouds and sway when the wind would blow. The music in the kitchen seemed to come from out of nowhere, but me, I want to know. I'd look up every morning and lay there every night, wondering where the songs would go, wondering where the songs would go.
You know, there's a song on this album called Wondering Where, which is a sort of a love song for a place, I guess you could say. When you were hopping trains as a teenager, which I know you did you imagine yourself someday singing about this place you were trying to get away from?
Well, I was too busy just trying to get away from it, I think. You know, a lot of times you don't realize, you know, what you have until you leave it. And I realized later on in life that every time I'd start a new record, I'd always come back to the flatlands. It was like a starting place for me for some reason, because I guess because of the emptiness, and it made me want to fill it up, you know. I spent a lot of time like LA for 6 months, in New York City for 6 months, in London for about 3 months. And I was always living different places, but I'd always come back to the, you know, Lubbock and Amarillo.
You just mentioned something that reminded me of something you once said about Roy Orbison, who's from this general part of the country. You were talking about how you're so lonely, that it's so desolate, that there's really nothing else to do but kind of let that out in song and music somehow.
Yeah, we kind of figured that when you have a huge space, there's nothing that you can fill it up with dust or something like that, but that didn't really fill it up. But something like a song, actually, you know, some of his songs, I remember listening to in a cotton field and thinking, instead of feeling like you were all alone, feeling like you were in the middle of the universe, you know. So,
well, you know, you think about Roy Orbison, and there's, of course, there's Buddy Holly from the same part. There's Waylon Jennings, Tanya Tucker, Guy Clark.
Wills.
goes that's
on
right.
And on, you know?
Lloyd Maines, who's on this album.
Lloyd, yeah.
You've got, of course, his daughter, Natalie. You could go on and on. Other than the fluoride, what's in the water out there that's...
It's not any drug in the water or anything. It's just that emptiness, and I don't know why it is. You know, it's still a mystery to me, and I guess that's why here I am coming back and discovering some other characters and other places, and you know, telling stories about some of the characters there.
Four old bros, one fool joker, waiting for the light to change, on an eastbound freight out of San Bernardino, waiting on the Santa Fe. The joker pulls a deck of playing cards, the hobos together around. He deals a hand of five-card stud as they lay their money down.
Four old brokes, one fool joker, they lay their money down.
You've done so many interesting things over the course of your career, and a lot of people have had a tough time pinning you down. I mean, is he rock and roll, or is he country, or is he sort of not Western? What is Joe Ely, you know, his music? How do you describe it when, I mean, you've been on Clash Records, right? I mean, you know, that's so...
Yeah, it's, I sang all the Spanish parts on Should I Stay or Should I Go. I just woke up the other day in a hotel room in Chicago or something, and there was, that song was advertising Comfort Inn hotels.
and there I was
singing and on the thing, and I went, how did that happen? This is a long, weird journey.
This indecision's bugging me. Indecision, they molest me. If you don't want me, set me free. Set me, yes, me. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Yeah. Don't you know which clothes even fit me?
You were recently appointed Texas State Musician for 2016. I guess that's a bit like a poet laureate designation.
I suppose.
Congratulations.
They had writers, they had sculptors. So
it's a pretty big honor, though.
Yeah, it was a big honor. I haven't received my duties yet. So.
You haven't.
I told one of the senators when I was in the Capitol building. I said, you know, if I have my say so for 2016, I'd like to remove all the speed bumps in the state of Texas.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I guess that's how you got in, huh? So do you have any big plans for what you, I mean, this sort of makes you sort of, I guess, an ambassador for Texas music in a sense.
Well, I'm my record's coming out this week, and I'm going to be touring the West Coast in the fall and then going to the East Coast in the winter. And I think, you know, that's another thing that kind of fit right in. This record kind of fits into that because it's kind of telling a story about a desolate part of the country that not many people will see in their life. And so in a way, I'm kind of an ambassador through music, telling stories about a place that I know the best.
Don't roll those southern eyes at me. Especially when the moon is high, shining in those starry eyes.
Now, these are pretty vivid pictures. Thank you for sharing them with everyone else.
Yeah, well, it's my honor.
Panhandle Rambler is the name of the new album, and Joe Ely is the artist. Joe, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us briefly.
Good to be here.
Swinging doors, where no man treads is where I want to be. Don't roll those southern eyes at me. Don't roll those southern eyes at me. Don't roll those southern eyes at me. Secret looks are dangerous.